Victor, we're back, dude. Good to see you.
Likewise, Steve. Likewise. Back like we never left.
I know. How could we leave Tangy Talks for this long? Holidays, going on Thanksgiving break.
Just a lot going on.
You know, getting new properties up and running. A lot happening, man. But happy to be back here with all of you listening. It's great to have you here. We love all of you that are watching on YouTube and sharing the podcast. Thank you very much. But Victor, what are some updates? What do we got going on in your world that we can share?
Yeah, we got a couple fun updates. Well, last week I was over at South Carolina doing our last final touches to our Palmetto Porch property, which is coming out amazingly. We already had 3 guests stay and had positive reviews on that. So I love it when we see guests enjoying fruits of our labor. We worked hard for that. So very appreciative. We got the website out. We got our email marketing up and running. Thanksgiving was last week. I had a birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. How old are you now?
I am 32. Oh, a whopping 32, God. Man.
32 years old.
It just flashes, man. I met you probably at 21. So you've seen 20s, Victor, and now you're going
into 30s. This Victor a lot. This Victor's good. This Victor's smart, educated, good family, business owner.
Hey, man. All thanks to the people we surround ourselves. All thanks to you. But it's true. You learn a lot every year, every day. You get wiser. And I'm thankful. I spent it with a lot of family, with a lot of friends. So I'm grateful and thankful. And I didn't share this with you, Steve, but last week, you know, obviously I went to South Carolina. We were setting up the property. I took some 4 days to be out there. Then on Thursday, it was Thanksgiving. Also my birthday, took some time off. And I was feeling a little guilty. I was feeling a little guilty that I was taking off some time. I was like, the team is working hard. It's, you know, a lot of operational stuff going on. And then I saw your LinkedIn post, and I completely, you know, switched my mind. And it's just so right. I mean, you posted saying, hey, you know, it's time and it's good time to disconnect. You know, we're just so wrapped and mentally wrapped and always just being in operation and just going into it every day. So don't feel bad about taking a break. And I was feeling a little guilty. I'm like, oh, man, like I want to get back. I want to get to the rhythm and swing of things. So your post really helped me, man. So thank you for that. Super appreciative. It just flipped a switch on me. And I'm like, you know what? We work hard.
Work super hard. Look, man, I believe in it. And I think a lot of people are like that. You get stuck to where you have to be going 24 hours a day and you get guilty, especially if you have employees that are working on certain days that you're not. But if you're not fully charged, you can't give your best self to people. And so I felt like that. And I told you, I was like, I need a couple of days. I know I'm feeling that way. I need some days to recharge. And then I come back ready to go. Right. Because if not, then I had this talk with another entrepreneur just recently, where they're feeling like how I felt when I had Vita Hospitality. So for listeners, I had a company where Victor worked there and I felt like I built a jail for myself. I worked every day, 24 hours a day, and it was miserable. And looking back, if I just took some time off and recharged and gave myself time to think and not be in the mix all day, you come back with new ideas.
100%. I came back recharged. I've had an amazing week back, got back into the rhythm and the swing of things. And you could tell, you know, so many other people feel very much the same because of how much interaction you had. A lot of people, you know, sharing their thoughts and also their comments. So you could see that this is something kind of broad, right?
Board. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all of the hospitality people out there, take some time. It's you deserve it.
Yes. Especially during the holidays. If you're a leader, you got to give your team that as well, because everyone can feel stressed out. So if you're taking it, great, but also make sure that your team has the ability to. It's not perfect every time, but I can promise you, rotate the holidays. All right, if you took Thanksgiving, I'm going to take Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's or whatever it might be to spend time, disconnect, and enjoy. And then a lot of people like working. Like before I had kids, I actually liked being on during the holidays. Like it was something I liked doing. So just life changes and there's different things for different people. But look, I think sometimes we're in the echo chamber. I realized this about myself over the holiday. I was like, man, I need to get some new info. Like I'm doing everything hospitality is on my LinkedIn, is on my Instagram, it's on my TikTok, because that's what the algorithms do. And so what did I do? I went to the library, the public library with my kids for the first time, like ever, got them library cards. And I was like, there's a lot of books I never read in high school that I was supposed to, because I got the Cliff Notes. And so I picked one up from Ernest Hemingway, The Old Man and the Sea. And that book is just about the journey of life and working on things and
So cool.
You may not see the rewards, but it like refreshed me. And now I want to go back and get some more because it brought new things into my mindset. So I don't know. There's different ways to do it. People do it with working out. I think I like doing this by reading some fiction books because like behind me is all nonfiction books if you come into the office. So sometimes you just need to disconnect and you see things a different way. So I'm happy that post helped you because I saw it in a lot of people's faces.
I think it helped a lot of people, man. So, you know, I always appreciate those posts, and you said it perfectly, right? I mean, whatever it is that you like to do as a recharge, you know, do it. Some people it's, you know, golf, it's, you know, sports, it's reading a book, but anything to do to get your, you know, back into mentally sharp and ready to go. But I felt it, you know, came in on Monday, got everything situated and organized, and I've had a really successful week, thankfully. So thank you for that, Steve.
Oh, absolutely, man. I appreciate you saying that to everyone because not everyone takes the time to do that. And so if our team is listening, listen, team members, you can put in requests. We always usually say yes, and we'll balance it out. So put in requests. We always usually do it. Victor took them out to a nice outing yesterday just to recharge a little bit. Like, we do this often. So we not only talk about it, we do it with our teams too. So good job out there, everybody.
Love it.
So anyhow, we got a lot going on, a lot of fun things. But we always like to bring a little tidbit here, little bits of knowledge for everyone that's always watching. Should we get into like the first story we've got?
Let's go. Let's get into the nitty gritty.
All right, let's do this. So this is actually from one of our mutual friends. So Isaac French is an up-and-comer in the outdoor experience kind of world. He's very thoughtful on the things that he's building. He built a place out in Texas that did very well. It was like 7 like Scandinavian style cabins around a lake. And he was very intentional in the way it looked and it connected to nature. And he's a young guy in his 20s, and he sold it, I think it was for $7 million, which is crazy. So $1 million a key, which is like the most ultra luxury hotels get that. And he sold it because this is what people want now. They want these unique experiences more and more. And so now his family has done something again, took the next step. And this is what we were just talking backstage here.
Yeah.
The family bought an abandoned train car from 1909, which is very cool because I was actually in one. They have one here in Palm Beach from Henry Flagler, his own personal train. And they bought it for $3,000 and put in $100,000 into it. And now they're making so much money from this train experience that you can stay in because it's unique and there's not much around it. I'm going to share my screen while you talk about it a little bit. Why do you think that works?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I mean, the interior, and they really went above and beyond on all of the details. I loved there's a little covered roof that they built on it, you know, to obviously keep all the outdoor exposure away and have you in a very comfortable and relaxed state. But look at that, all gutted from zero.
To say like, yeah, we're going to buy this thing and make it a successful Airbnb. And that's what they drew on top of it. They're like, oh, we can bring it back to making it look like something that's very special. And here's what it looks like now.
One thing I did not know was that old trains were made out of wood. That's something new to me completely.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I actually have, I'm going to share it with you after. I took a video of Henry Flagler's old train. And I like how they use this cube to kind of modernize it. And they have the sauna.
The sauna
and, you know, hot tub outside of the train. But it's cool. In the middle of nowhere. And so they're getting people to stay with them. So it just shows you that if you build something cool,
people will come.
And, you know, like my wife would never stay there because it's haunted, most likely. But it is something cool to go back to the days of the glamour of train rides. And this looks pretty much identical to what I saw on Henry Flagler's personal train car. And this was the private jets at the time. So that's why it's cool to think of it that way. You know, the train cars were the private jets. There were no planes back then in the early 1900s that you could fly commercially. So
the
every billionaire, ultra rich, had their own personal train cars.
That's incredible.
So cool to be able to go through and see it.
It's got a very, very luxe, almost like Harry Potter. We're talking backstage, like kind of gives us the Harry Potter feel with the train also. But so cool. Yeah,
that's cool. And this is Isaac French. If you don't follow him on Twitter or LinkedIn, he posts a lot of interesting things. So I think it's very fun. But, you know, we're talking about, I think we can share a little bit more now. We'll share it on our own podcast, Victor. Okay. We'll share it on our own. We're working on glamping. And so it's now taken to the next step where we're interviewing engineers and general contractors. And I ran the business plan and it just shows like it will work. right? Like I can get $350 to $400 a night, and it's not going to be exact safari tents because people have convinced us that with Miami weather, it may not be the best, but it will be similar looking like the sauna right over here, like some mirrored self-contained units that air condition will work consistently. And if it rains, you're safe, right? But it will work because people want a unique experience on the farm that we're going to work with. And now we got to speak to the farmer just to make sure that we work out the deal with this farmer. So we're taking it step by step, making sure everyone's in place. But I think my gut feeling a year from now is that we will be talking about how we've done a good job with this thing. So
I'm excited. You know, we've shared in the podcast before. I mean, we've gone to the land physically, and it's one thing, you know, seeing it on Google Maps and seeing photos and all the ideas and uniqueness of it, but actually seeing there and, you know, kind of getting the lay of the land and where all of the units will go gives you that, you know, really it makes you kind of bring in that vision and just like really see what it can be and all the potential. And I'm excited, you know, us doing this has made me learn a lot about the glamping world. And I love seeing, you know, other people in the industry getting creative, being unique and thinking outside of the box. Who would have thought, you know, you could stay in a mansion and a train and a, you name it. I'm sure next one is going to be a plane. I mean, you could just make anything.
Right, they've got a bunch. If you can make it unique, put a story around it, I think that's people, what people want. I just think it's more and more, you're going to think this is a little corny here, but I've been talking about it where, like, we were just talking about books. Like, I've wanted to have bookstores for a while now. I think more and more people want to go analog versus digital. And so now Barnes & Noble's just announced that they're going to open 60 new bookstores. And now there's more than ever 300 like mom and pop bookshops have opened in the country just this year. And they're doing well because people want to go back to, let me go somewhere. Let me hold something. Let me touch something. Let me have an experience this day versus being on a screen, you know, that we're always addicted to, which I fully am. I admit to it, right? I like having that disconnect. And so I think that's what people look for when they find these kind of things.
I love it. I mean, I think you hit it right on. Me personally, I know you know that I've been into collecting records. So it ties into that. It's just something about, you know, your favorite artist and then getting it in the mail or going to a record store and opening it up and having that, you know, your favorite record personally in your hand. There's like a different feeling. You could touch it, you could feel it, instead of just going to Apple Music or Spotify and just listening to your favorite record or something about that. So I totally get the book, and I'm glad. I love books. I've never actually read anything off of a Kindle, so I'm glad to see that. And Barnes and Nobles are super cool. I mean, just hanging out, going there,
they're making them more unique. So where it won't feel like you're at a Barnes & Noble, it'll feel like a unique bookshop when you walk in. But yes, and we can, on one other tangent, like my wife got a new car and there's no buttons. It's all screen. I'm like, I need a button. I need something to turn. And I felt really old for the first time. I did not like it. I like having my analog buttons. So
that's the new thing on cars, right? I think Tesla kind of just started that first really big touchscreen. But I saw that on the news. I think on today's show a couple of days ago, there was like big titles, the resurgence of buttons. So now people are buttons back. Get them back.
Well, look, we talk about unique experience that Isaac French built out. So congrats to him. And now there's some other unique experiences going on. So the movie Gladiator 2 came out 2 weeks ago. I haven't seen it yet. I want to go see it. I love the first one. I just rewatched it.
Yeah.
And Airbnb teamed up with Italy, the country of Italy. And now you can stay in the actual Colosseum through Airbnb. So Airbnb is known to have these big kind of like wow places. We've covered that in a couple of episodes.
Barbie and other episodes.
They did Barbie. They do things that are in pop culture. And so now you can stay at the Colosseum and live the life of a gladiator and feel that after you see the movie. But, you know, not everyone's happy about that. The Romans, the city of Rome, the Romans are like, what are you doing to our historic Colosseum? This is no Airbnb, you know?
I see them coming with their little water guns and spraying the guests while they're sleeping.
Yeah, so look, it's what they said in this article is on the New York Times if you want to see it. It's interesting is that, yes, they're promoting it. You can stay. There's various select people you have to go through. It's not like you can have a party at the Colosseum.
Right.
It's not a party house. But the Italians are saying, look, we're all for Airbnb sponsoring the Coliseum, helping us maintain it, helping us fix it, educating people on it, but not renting it out. One of the most significant things in the country. So, you know, there's not, you can never make everybody happy, but it is cool. And it just shows you, again, what is it? Experiences. Unique.
Experience unique. Yeah, man, I love that. I mean, I can't imagine what that even looks like. I've never been to it. I mean, the closest that I've been to, you know, something like that was in Athens with the, I'm drawing a blank, what's the name of the, in Athens, help me out here. What's the
Parthenon? Where were you?
Parthenon. There you go. Yeah, the Parthenon. And that's like kind of like the most, you know, beautiful and grand place that I've been there, but I can't imagine ever staying there. Like, I don't know what that looks like in the Coliseum.
I think it'd be cool. Like, I've seen, like, if you're a major sports fan, like, you could sleep in some stadiums and arenas and then, like, wake up and go to the team gym. Like, that's kind of cool. I've seen that, I think, once or twice. I kind of always, I pitched, I don't think I told you this, over at Trump Doral, because I was helping them on a project. Like, hey, let me set up a glamping on the Blue Monster so people can, like, sleep here for a week. And it's like a special where you can book it and you wake up on the Blue Monster and go out. They're like, no, that's not happening. But it would be cool, and I bet people would go.
For sure. Man. There's so much room there, and we've done July 4th with the fireworks there and getting to hang out in that big open field and the golf course. It's very cool. So I'm sure that idea would be really cool. But
I pitched it. A lot of people liked it, but I got
$300 a round. I don't know if they could pass that up.
$300 a round. But I was saying, you get this tent, you make it cool. You wake up, you have food catered to you. You know, anyhow, we get off track here, but Italy is getting a little upset with Airbnb, and this has not a direct relation, but this seems to be happening more and more, especially in Europe, because when we think of Europe, you don't realize, like, when you travel the United States, especially here, like, it is a giant country. But when you get to certain cities, especially the ones that everyone wants to go to, whether you're in Italy or you're in Spain or you're in France, we see that people are rejecting tourism and the housing costs going up. So Italy has now banned self-check-ins for Airbnb. So that's a huge thing for people that maybe have so many units, because now you have to have people greeting people. And they're saying it's combating potential terrorism. That's why you have to have check-in with somebody, which is crazy to say, because what are you and I going to do against a potential terrorist? But yeah, that's how they're framing it in this Italy banned self-check-ins. Yeah. So what do you think about this?
I think, you know, they're just trying to deter, you know, possible issues in the future. You know, reading the article, it took me back to Vida Stay days when we were checking in every guest in person, and, you know, flights get delayed and we were there waiting around for hours. So yeah, I'm sure that's probably going to be a bit of a difficulty for most hosts. It might even deter some hosts.
If I had to go back and do that, I remember sitting, because I was like, yeah, we're going to check in everybody. And I would sit in those homes, like, waiting for people for 2, 3, 4 hours. I'm like, oh my God, let me get out of here.
Yeah. And COVID hit, and we discovered that some people just don't like that. They actually felt it was weird. They thought it was strange. Right. So they're so used to and expect to be able to come in, you know, get a key or a keypad and just check in, and having somebody waiting there for them, we would get, you know, some not so great reactions. So that's when we started saying, like, okay, you know, maybe this is not the most efficient and the most, you know, experience. We come from a hotel, right, where we have a front desk, where we have a bellman that will take you to your room. We're thinking of that whole full experience, obviously, from hotels. So, you know, it made sense to us at that time, but quickly we realized. So we'll see what happens in Italy. It looks like, you know, like you said, it's something kind of.
I'll read what they said. So they said the new regulation, here's what the government said, is to implement stringent measures aimed at preventing risks to public order and safety in relation to the possible accommodation of dangerous people or those linked to criminal or terrorist organizations, according to the government there. And what it looks like is really happening is that they're preparing for a huge influx of tourists, because the Vatican's Holy Jubilee year in 2025, and Italy also hosts the Winter Olympics in 2026. So both events during which Airbnbs were supposed to flourish. So I guess they're trying to control that as best they can before it really takes off by saying, Victor, I need you to check in and make sure it's not a terrorist checking in.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully a lot of these hosts have their, you know, verification processes. I saw on there in that article that before they were actually registered, or the police recommended or suggested that you register every single guest with the police department. So that was very unique, very different. So I'm curious to see how it's going to work. You know, I think the most dangerous thing right now is Victor in an empty stomach going to Italy.
Eat all the pasta.
Eat all the pasta and all the pizza. But yeah, I'm curious to see how that plays out, and you know, interested in seeing, because you see, you know, the copycats in a lot of countries, that, you know, something works in one country, they'll put it into play in another country. So interested into what is going to play out.
Yeah, I don't have all the info here yet, so maybe next episode we can talk about it. But New York City is looking to kind of like change the way they did the full ban of Airbnbs, because now they see that hotels have record highs, the highest highs I've ever had. And so now they're like, all right, maybe there is something that we can do here. So they're talking about it. I was listening to that on another podcast. So let me get the info before we really share that. But yeah, all right, Italy, you had some fun things going on, and we have something fun coming up. So Victor is kind of spearheading our first realtor event to educate everyone to do things the right way and the best way. So why don't you tell the listeners here, what is this event about?
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be hosted Wednesday, December 11th at 11 a.m. It's going to be a live webinar where it's going to be hosted on LinkedIn. And really, I'm just trying to reach out to as much of realtors as possible. If you think about it, you know, realtors have been a real big focus in you know, on our strategies and partnership, because they're the frontline, right? They're the ones who are, you know, getting those calls and are getting that first interest in investors specifically looking into buy for short term rentals. So this one is a little bit Miami focused, just because obviously we're here in Miami in South Florida. We have you know, our team and our corporate offices here, so we want to reach out to those realtors and letting them know and guide them to, you know, what's the best bang for your buck? What is the properties, or what are the search criterias that are going to be most lucrative for, you know, for owners? So we're going to be teaching, you know, realtors on what to look for, you know, what to search in for the MLS system. We're going to look at the market, Miami market in a whole. I know there's a lot of perception out there that, you know, the Miami market, there's a lot of saturation. But we talked about it on the show. If you're still doing it right, if you're still thinking about that unique experience, there's still a lot of opportunities. And then we want to also, you know, be able to promote Favor, which is a very strong alliance here that we're co-chairs of the South Florida chapter. And we want as many people also to, you know, learn about Favor and what they do and how they help. So it's going to be really fun. I think it's there's going to be a lot of value into that, and realtors hopefully get a good knowledge. And you know, we're here to help and provide as much assistance as possible.
Yeah, for realtors out there, you have to know so many different things, and this is a new way to make more money, because you'll be able to advise your clients about where they can make money, right? And so we want to make sure that you're armed with everything. Victor is going to be leading this call. He knows so much because he's been on all the meetings. He's been on in the trenches. He's been on the streets. He knows every neighborhood and what to expect. So if you're a South Florida realtor, make sure to check in December 11th at 11 a.m. on LinkedIn Live. You go to our Tangy Management webpage to register. And if you don't make the live, you can always catch the replay. But it's always good to be there live, because Victor will be answering questions live as it goes in the comments. So.
Yeah, so far we got, I think you said 10, 11 so far. So hopefully that number comes up.
It's all good.
We get more people on there and register, but I'm excited to it, and I'm excited to share and see all the questions and see all the comments. And yeah, it's going to be the first one, and hopefully the first of many.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think that you'll enjoy doing it, I think, the first time, especially going live. Maybe we take this show live a couple times too and take some listener questions.
Let's do it.
But yes, make sure to sign up. I'll see if I can put the link here in the comments. We'll definitely make sure that you have it ready for you. But yes, sign up. Now, we always like talking about our great partners. And Skift is not one of our partners, but Skift just announced their awards. And Skift is a media company that covers short-term rentals, travel, hotels, the whole deal. They're a great resource. If you don't know Skift, check out skift.com, because they're always posting great things every day. And now they've posted their awards for top performers in the short-term rental space. And so we work with a lot of good people that are here. Let me just see if I can pull this up. They have it in several different categories. And they have individual host of the year, which is amazing to see that they're going on individuals. The best properties. So you can actually see the properties they picked to be the top, which are some very ultra luxury properties.
Yeah.
Long stay rentals. They've got Aka Hotels, which they have one here in Miami. They do good things. Business travel. We know Mint House down here.
Mint House is unique.
And unusual stays. Evermore here in Orlando is amazing. And then our friend Ben Wolf, Onera Wipperly. So shout out to Ben Wolf.
Congrats. We have a Nativo here in Miami, but it's cool to see one in Austin.
Yep. Well, that Nativo here in Miami became the Gale. We have some things to say about them offline. Responsible travel, community impact, guest experience, but best booking platforms. It's good to see that we're on some of these that we like to see. So if you're working with us, we don't just want to be on Airbnb. We want to be on multiple platforms. So they show you here. Best guest communication and support. They've got these people here, Plum Guy, Touch Day, Extend Team.
Where's the big ones? Where's Airbnb and Vrbo and Booking?
Well, that's like how to help, I guess, get things out. Best digital products. We see that they've got Beyond Pricing here that we use, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Love seeing them here. And then best use of technology, Guesty. We've been with them since the beginning. So Guesty, we'll give you big shout outs here.
Very well deserved.
Hope you bring that in. And then property management solutions. They've got a bunch here again. So it goes on and on and on. A lot of great things out there that I would like for you to check out. It's a great resource gift. So if you're getting into vacation rentals or short-term rentals or just hospitality overall, they share so many great resources here, articles. You can get a subscription to make sure you get all the full data. I don't have one yet, but they do charge. I know a lot of people who sign up for it. So
it's great what they do. I mean, we get a lot of what we talk about on Skiff. So definitely check them out. That's for sure a daily search for me on Skiff to look out for what's going on and what's happening and what's the new trend. But I'm excited to see a lot of our partners and a lot of our stays there. And we're looking at Onera Stay. Beautiful Onera Stay. Look at that.
Their new one. Their brand new one. They just built $40 million. So incredible. Ben Wolf has been a friend of ours. We've talked to Ben a bunch.
I love it.
Victor's gone golfing with him on the Blue Monster of all things. So
I was going to say Spyglass is actually a very famous golf course. So I wonder if that had any correlation to that, as Spyglass is one of the top golf courses here in the United States. But yeah, love it. Hopefully, maybe, you know, we talked about the Blue Monster. Hopefully, maybe we could do something and
we'll see, and
tie it all in.
Yeah, I'm not a big golfer. I might start golfing. We'll see. Everyone asked me to go golfing, but I haven't been in a long, long time. But every time I go, I beat Victor. So we'll see.
Steve's hidden talent.
Yeah, we'll see if I get back out there. Well, we covered a lot here today. A lot of good things, and we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. So I think we can announce it now. So we just signed our first hotel to manage their Airbnb bookings, the marketing on Airbnb, the guest review on Airbnb, the pricings on Airbnb, and that is Casa Faena here in Miami Beach. And so make sure to check them out on our Tangy website. So you can go to tangymgmt.com, search Miami Beach, and you will see our units there. For Casa Faena, but I think this is the first of many that we will sign up. What do you think, Victor?
I think so too. I mean, I think we're covering such a unique opportunity for hotels. You know, we come from hotels, so we would hate to see, you know, these brands and especially boutique hotels that we love helping out, leaving money and opportunities on the table. So I think it could be something that, you know, a lot of hotels can take advantage of. And you know, Airbnb, as we've covered here, is one of our top performing booking channels. So I'm really interested and hopeful for what it can produce and bring to a lot of these boutique hotels. So if you're a boutique hotel and you're listening to this, let us know. We can get you on Airbnb, on Vrbo, on several booking channels. We'll handle all of the communication. We'll handle all of the you know, the processes, and we'll, you know, remain with your standards and have our communications team trained. And it's a great, you know, it's a great opportunity. So we're excited. We just finished training our team over here for the new property, and we have all engines on go and can't wait to host our first guest.
Yep. So for the hotels, if you're listening to this, and I'll share this clip with you, it's We make low cost changes to make a big impact to your revenue, because the things that we need are a little bit of microwave, a fridge, potentially a work area. And then you can create a short term rental where you start getting 5.8 night average bookings versus your normal 1.8 nights. And so all of a sudden people are staying longer because you've outfitted the room slightly different. Nothing huge, right? Like in this rooms that we're working with now, cost find us small investment, a couple $100 just to get it up to where we need it to be so that we can put it on these booking channels where people are booking longer. And so our very first one that came through requested 6 nights, but you see it very quickly. Instead of staying for just 2 nights over the weekend, wanted to stay 6 nights through Airbnb, and they booked it through Airbnb. So it just shows everyone out there the potential that can happen for your property too. So we're going to get this up and running. It's now up and running. Now we can start taking it to your hotel. So make sure to let us know if you're interested in working with us on this. But man, a great show here today. And listeners and viewers, Victor was under the weather. You couldn't even tell. He got himself hyped up. He's under the weather today, almost called out sick, but he pulled through on us and did a great job. So thanks for sticking it out. Anything you want to end with, Victor?
No, I loved it. It was a great show. I'm excited to share more in future Tangy Talks. I think this was a great one and a lot of value to learn. And happy holidays. And looking to speak to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you all next week. Have a good day, everybody.